It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Associated Press reports President Trump is easing up on his threat to close the border with Mexico. And that's good news for many businesses connected to trade. As Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports, closing down ports of entry would halt billions of dollars of commerce.
On national television Sunday, White House senior staffers reiterated the president's threat to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border. Experts say the plan would devastate commerce with one of the U.S.'s top trading partners.
Shutting down the border is a little bit like cutting your nose to spite your face.
Director of Rice University's Mexico Center, Tony Payan, told Houston Matters that Trump's solution will create more problems than it solves.
It's not going to solve the Central American problem, and it's going to create enormous economic problems at the border, which will, of course, affect large sectors of the American economy, but especially Texas.
More than a third of Texas goods exports go to Mexico each year, worth $100 billion to the state economy. Trade with Mexico supports more than 380,000 jobs statewide. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval.
As you may have heard last week, U.S. Senator Tom Udall announced he was not seeking another term. Udall co-sponsored legislation recently that led to more public lands in New Mexico being protected. This week, commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on a specific bill Udall was not able to pass in the Senate in his weekly commentary.
Recent legislation to create permanent wilderness areas within the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument will provide a nice send-off for U.S. Senator Tom Udall, who's announced that he will not seek re-election in 2020. The bill, which was signed into law on March 12th, designates more than 1.3 million acres of new wilderness areas, along with expanding national parks, establishing new national monuments, and making the Land and Water Conservation Fund permanent. In New Mexico, new wilderness areas will be created for both the OMDP and the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument in the northern part of the state. The new wilderness in Donna Ana County had previously been designated as wilderness study areas, a designation maintained long after any federal studies had been completed. The bill is the culmination of an effort started by Senator Jeff Bingaman in 2009 and then taken up by Senators Udall and Martin Heinrich. The protection of public lands is one of several legislative accomplishments that Udall can claim as he prepares to leave office. But there is one policy goal that I was pleased he did not achieve. In 2013, Udall joined with Jeff Merkley of Oregon in seeking to end the filibuster rule as it currently exists. Along with Tom Harkin of Iowa, they sought to push through a change on the opening day of the session, arguing that rules could be amended at the start of each new Congress with a simple majority vote. They wanted to go back to the talking filibuster, made famous by Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, requiring senators to hold the floor through endless monologue in order to block legislation. Udall's frustration as a fairly new senator at that time, after having served in the House of Representatives for 10 years, was understandable. Democrats had been in control of the Senate ever since his first term in 2009, and Republicans had become more assertive in their use of the filibuster, requiring 60 votes to accomplish anything. His argument that the filibuster had never been used in that way before was historically accurate. Until 1970, a filibuster on any one bill would hold up action on not just that bill, but the entire Senate. In 1975, they changed the cloture rule, establishing the 60-vote threshold. Use of the filibuster exploded during the years from 2007 to 2013, when Udall was first elected to the Senate and Harry Reid was majority leader. Republicans argued that they were responding to procedural maneuvers by Reid to prevent them from offering any amendments to bills. Whatever the reason, a new standard was set. According to the group No Labels, there were 413 filibusters in all of the years leading up to 1990. In the last 12 years, there have been nearly 600. They note that with the filibuster, senators representing just 11% of the population can block a bill. A raise to the federal minimum wage and comprehensive immigration reform are just two issues that have been stalled by the filibuster. To his credit, Udall retained his philosophical opposition to the filibuster even after Republicans had regained the majority. But that didn't stop him from exercising the authority of the filibuster during the first 2 years of the Trump administration when Republicans controlled the House and Senate. and I'm glad that he did. Udall was not wrong in 2013 when he referred to the Senate as a graveyard for good ideas, but it's also a graveyard for bad ideas. And these days, that seems like a fair trade-off. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media and NMSU.